You are listening to Sheep Might Fly, a podcast of serialized fiction written and read by Tansy Rayner Roberts. Part 17. Just what Castle Charming needed. Another prince. Nothing about this was okay. Dennis was losing his grip on this whole situation, and he wasn't sure that Camilla had much of a grip to start with. He actually had a lot of concerns about Camilla. She looked manic, her dark eyes fierce and her hair wilder than usual, not quite out of control, but well on the path to get there. She seemed to be trying to pour her magic into Kai, but it bounced back harmlessly to her, as if he was incapable of accepting it while trapped in the sleeping curse. Finally, in frustration, she threw her magic at the wall above Kai, black light streaming from her fingers, mouth, and eyes. Dennis had no idea how to stop her without losing a hand or his life. She didn't look like she would respond well to a quiet word of caution at this point. He edged towards the door. He needed reinforcements. Jack, maybe, or Sarge. No, Sarge quit. Think again. Maybe one of her brothers? Kai's face appeared in the wall, looking like a ghost in an ink-splattered mirror, but unmistakably him. Awake. Alive. Kai, Dennis breathed. He wanted to speak louder to call Kai's attention to his presence, but Kai's attention was all on Camilla. Are you my sister? Kai asked in a broken voice. Camilla lifted her hand closer to him, continuing to stream magic into the ink blot on the wall, the window between her tower and wherever Kai was. I think so, she whispered. Yes. Ow! Kai sounded so hurt. Dennis just wanted to wrap his arms around him. Why did no one tell me? It's a long story. She hiccuped to laugh. I'm so sorry. This is all my fault. No, Dennis said sharply. That's not true. Don't do that. Kai wavered in and out of sight, as if the magic couldn't quite hold him in place. Dennis? Is that you? Hey, babe. Dennis stepped closer, looming over Camilla's shoulder, so Kai had a better chance of seeing him. Missed you. You too, said Kai, lifting a hand and prodding at the magical window, which hissed and shimmered at his touch. Camilla, this is amazing. Can you bring us home? I'm not sure, Camilla said wildly. I don't know where you are. Nightmare Castle, muttered a voice from somewhere behind Kai. How hard is it just to say Nightmare Castle made of nightmares? Dennis frowned. Are there people there with you? At least Kai hadn't been alone all this time. Three of us, said Kai. Zed's wounded. You don't have to tell everyone, protested his unseen companion. I told you I'm fine. Camilla frowned, swaying a little on her feet as she struggled to keep the channel open between them. Kai, who's the third person? Zed threw back his head and laughed humorlessly. His skin was sweaty, which was out of place in this non-place where they were stuck. He sprawled with his back against the wall, a short distance from Kai and the magical inkblot window. Of course you'd be able to find a way to call home, he mumbled to himself. Pretty boy, chosen one. I might have known. Kai could not look away from the tunneling shape of magic, from Camilla and Dennis. Camilla, can you bring us through, all of us? His sister. Sister. Now, there was a thought that didn't fit entirely in his head. Looked troubled. I don't know. No one's ever done this before. We're running out of time. Everyone dies here, Camilla. Everyone except Elle, their mother. Against all the odds, she had stayed alive this long. He couldn't lose her now, before he even figured out what they meant to each other. I think I can open it wider for a short time, but you'll have to be quick. There are three of us, Kai repeated. He would have to go to get L. Zed was in no position to do it. He was looking worse. Had there been some kind of slow poison in the wound? Zed, come here a minute. Look at this, he said, lightly, as if there was no urgency in the world. Zed, still pretending for his own part that there was nothing wrong, struggled to his feet and managed to fake a saunter in Kai's direction. Anything for you, sweet prince. Try it now, Kai advised Camilla. Her eyes widened and he knew that she understood what he was asking. I don't know if I can do it again. You can. I trust you. You'll find us. But for right now... Hang on, said Zed, turning to him. What a... Do it, snapped Camilla. Wait, what? Yelled Dennis from very far away. Kai pushed Zed as hard as he could into the magical window. He felt Camilla, her magic, her power, her sadness on the other side, reaching out to them both. It would almost be easy to hang on to Zed all the way, let the power suck them both through. But Kai was not leaving Queen Ella behind, not if he could save her. He let go. Dennis didn't realize what was happening until it was too late. What did you do? He raged at Camilla. She looked shocked, about ready to collapse on her feet. The ink-stained magic was gone. The whole room smelled of dry books and air that came from somewhere else just for a moment. And there, a hazy shape of a person, slumped against the embroidered coverlet of the sleeping Queen of Charming. A complete stranger. He was lithe and handsome, with cheekbones to die for, and a strange mash of clothing, including makeshift armour. He had a long, sweeping black ponytail. You could see right through him. His skin was literally insubstantial. Ah, hello, said the stranger, sitting up slowly, gazing through his own arm as if fascinated to see his own translucency. I'm Princess Zeolin of Zix. Has anyone seen my body? Kai returned to the wardrobe, where they'd all been sleeping, not so long ago. If he and Zed had stayed put, would Camilla have been able to contact them here? Would they all be home already? He hesitated over waking up El. But she stirred and snapped her eyes open the second he came near her. Where's Zed? Gone, Kai said honestly, and saw something broken cross over her face. No, not... I mean, yes, he was injured. I think I sent him home. Home? She said abruptly, sitting up. What do you mean? My sister's a powerful witch. That much was true, apparently. She opened a portal. I sent him through because, you know, his injury. I figured he was running out of time. El did not blink at the revelation of the injury. Good call. Can she try again? I hope so. We need to stick together until she makes contact again. El lifted one sarcastic eyebrow, making it clear that she wasn't the one who'd been gallivanting around the castle. Kai deserved that eyebrow. There's something else, he said hesitantly. Really, there's more. I think I'm your son. Camden, yes, said El, and waited expectantly. Is there more? He felt a strange rushing sensation in his brain at her utter lack of surprise or emotion. She'd felt, for Zed at least, there was a brief flicker of emotion when she thought this place had destroyed him. What had this place done to her that she wasn't willing to show a single feeling about meeting a son she'd not seen in 16 years? Don't you have anything to say about that? El sighed. If you're looking for some kind of maternal connection, I lost mine somewhere around the 9th and 14th dead protege. Feelings will get you killed in here. They're pointless habits, he sighed. She gave him a look, which might almost have been sympathetic. I'm glad you saved Zed. I think I can save us too, he promised her. El's face closed over. We'll see. Don't get distracted, kid. If you really think your sister's coming for you, We have one job, keeping you alive until then. Both of us, Kai said doggedly. She's coming for both of us. Sure, said El, as if humouring him. Both of us. Thanks for listening to Sheep Might Fly. You can sign up to my author newsletter for updates, follow me on Twitter at TansyRR or at Sheep Might Fly. Find me on Facebook at TansyRR Books. And if you like this podcast, consider supporting me at Patreon, where you can receive all kinds of cool rewards, early ebooks, and exclusive stories for a small monthly pledge. See you next week. We're getting close to the end, I promise. Not long now.